So this week at conference, I had a really good week. It was full of soap, laughing. We just had a really good time, and there were some moments where we all just came together as a team group, and we just had a really good experience. But if you would, please turn in your Bibles to James 4:7. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If you know me and Lance, if you've known us for like a long time, we kind of like sports. But there's like one that we really like, and it's volleyball. Well, we just play it every day, and there's probably not a day that we don't play it, except for Sundays. But whenever we're playing, we usually have two different parts. And, like, we give it our all whenever we're out there playing. And there sometimes can be, like, distractions that can distract us from it. Like, there can be just LaShawn will come running around, start crying because he wants to play, but he's not tall enough. So, but after a while, the distractions just go away because it just gets old, and we make sure that it's taken care of before we start playing. But the volleyball games that we do can be a lot how we should be a lot of times, because in order to fully surrender, you have to give everything. One thing that at conference this week that I gave up is social media, because my mom would be probably like talking to me sometimes, and I'd just like block her out because I'm texting on Instagram and stuff. But that was one of the things. You have to give up sports music if you like. All music should glorify God and not just you. Like, before I went to conference, when I sung, I'm not going to lie, I actually, half of me wanted it to glorify myself, and then half of it was just that so God could get the glory, but all of it should be God getting the glory for it. And some people, whenever they're doing ministries, they can get discouraged because they do want the glory instead of God. Like, if you're just doing different things. But if you make decisions, the devil, he'll like be done with you right there. He won't be done forever, but he keeps coming back and things like that. And it's just like when God went to the wilderness and he was tempted by the devil, and when he was really hungry and the rocks turned, the devil was trying to make Jesus turn the rocks into bread, and Jesus just, he used scripture and stuff to dodge the devil. And we can use our Bibles, prayer to dodge off the devil from trying to get in our life. That's one of like the decisions this week. Prayer, it's really helped me, because today I prayed about this sermon to make me not be as nervous and to not just look at the pulpit the whole time how I usually do. And I also prayed for it to be longer than usual, because they're always like 30 seconds. But anyways, but there will be trials and temptations along the way. But staying faithful and putting on the full armor of God can really help you through it. And the devil, he will flee from you, but he won't be done with you. So I had more stuff, but I just always forget it. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. But that's all I have for tonight.